Blog Talk Radio.
Down in Alabama, Georgia, South Carolina,
telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm and turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're
saying. What your life can truly be. Shining star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Dr. Ronnie L. Robinson, PhD. Whatever y'all call me, I'm here. I'm here. The Black Business Billionaires Network Club. Today we are looking at what it takes to prosper. What it takes to go from a zero to a hero. What does it take to go from poverty to prosperity? What does it take to go from a loser to a winner? What is the winner ingredients? Why some people from the same family, some of the children become successful and some do not, and it doesn't matter whether they come from a wealthy family or whether they come from a poor family. There are people who have something inside of them that make them successful. Why are some people successful and some people are not? What does it take to be successful? What does it take to accomplish your goals, to accomplish the businesses that you want to open up, to achieve stardom, to be a perfect 100% NFL pro, a NBA pro, a baseball, a NBA, all the sports, a soccer, somebody, a successful president, a successful doctor, a successful lawyer. Everybody is not successful. There are ingredients and there are reasons why there are people who are successful and people who are not successful. It is individual. It is the ingredients that's in your DNA. It's in your mind. It's in your heart. It's in your spirit. It's in your soul. What's keeping you from being a millionaire, billionaire, zillionaire, trillionaire, a thousandaire? At the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we say you can be a thousandaire, a millionaire, a billionaire, a trillionaire, a zillionaire, whatever these names are. It doesn't mean nothing to God, because God don't have no perspectives of man. God don't look at rich, poor, pretty, ugly, fat, skinny, model type, handsome, muscular, strong, successful. God looks at the heart of kindness, love, meekness, humbleness, generosity, helping others. That's what God looks for. But what's stopping somebody from achieving materialistic things, things that which is natural, that's made for all of us? God said he give us innate rights and all. He said, go ye into the land and possess the land. God is giving us all a spirit of power. P-O-W-E-R. He's given us a spirit of power, prosperity, opportunity, worthiness, eagerness, and respect. Power. P-O-W-E-R. God is giving every man, every woman, every child, every boy, every girl, wherever you come from, it doesn't matter. Here at this program, in the Black Business Billionaires Network Club program, we talk about success. Some people don't even want to deal with our success. Some people don't want to hear about success. Some people want to be a part of success. Some people think that they can't make it be successful, and they have a loser's mentality. If you do not try, if you ain't nothing fair, we say in South Carolina, nothing fair but a try. If you don't try, you will not succeed. You have to try. Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we try. I don't have to be a billionaire, but my mentality could be a billionaire. God said in his word, let the weak say I'm strong in Christ Jesus. Let the poor say I'm rich in Christ Jesus. The Quran says, alhamdulillah, that you can be blessed. The Torah, Yahshua, say you could be blessed. Every religion talks about the blessing. The blessing, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing, the blessing. You could be blessed. Why serve a God and be hungry? Why serve a God and be naked? Why serve a God and have men control you? Why serve a God and be weak? God is not about weakness. God is not about poverty. God is about strength. But he's also about goodness, humbleness. He's about prosperity. But he's also about consideration. He's about being humble and loving and being kind and to want to help the poor, to want to help others. I see right now, I'm looking at the news, I'm watching Russia attack Ukraine, and I'm also watching the Ukrainian people and the Russian people. They are abusing the black people. What kind of nonsense is that? You cannot abuse somebody else and not expect to be abused. So the black people in the Ukraine are being denied the opportunity to get on trains and airplanes and cars and leave the Ukraine. The surrounding European countries, Poland and Portugal and all those countries, are denying black people the ability to come into their country, but they are taking in the whites. They are saying that this war is so devastating because it's blonde hair and blue eyes. That sounds like a Hitler type of thing to me. That sounds like communist to me. That sounds like racism to me. And we got to stop it. There's no man better than no other man. If they were to come together with the African Americans, with the Africans, with the Caribbeans, they would have places to go. They would have places for serenity. They will have places for peace. They will have more armor and more assistance if they will get together with the African Americans, with the blacks, with the Africans, with the Caribbean people. Who do people think they are? You're going to suffer. It's your own. This is called white on white crime. It's white man killing white man. But they don't have damn sense to give respect where respect is due. We have to stop this nonsense, people. We have to understand that God has no preference for man. I'm no better than a white man, and a white man is no better than me. I'm no better than somebody go to Harvard, and somebody go to Harvard is no better than me. I'm no better than a person with $1 billion or got no dollars, and nobody's better than me. In God's sight, we are equal amongst him. We are a race, a human race. We are a family. God didn't say that the black man and the black man was family. God said all his children are family. I am the family of the Ukrainian. I am the family of the white man. And the white man is my family. He is my brother, whether he likes it or not. We are here together. Either we're going to survive together with the humanity, with some common sense, or we're going to die in separateness. The Bible says there's power in unity and there's divisiveness. It's silly and it's going to kill you. Okay, so you can live together in brotherhood or you can die separate in ignorance. That's what we're teaching tonight at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, because business is a part of unifying yourself with a community, with a consumer, with a client, and with people. Not just black people, white people, Spanish people, African people, Caribbean people, whatever people, but it's about people coming together. I am so tired. I am so tired. At 72 years old, I am so tired of hearing the bullshit. I'm so tired of hearing it because it's bullshit. Ain't nobody better than nobody. Because you think you control the country, because you think you got money, because you think your eyes is blue and your hair is blonde, that makes you better than somebody. You got a mistake. I grew up in the segregated South, going in the back of the bus, not being able to sit in the restaurant, not being able to go to the bathroom because they didn't allow colors. No colors, no colors, no colors. But I was good enough to pick the cotton, good enough to pick the grain, the sugar, and make this country the richest country in the world. Do you know there are thousands of contributions, scientific development, technology, medicine, that went for African Americans, the white man would have been dead. Blood plasma, first open heart surgery successful was an African American. So either we're going to learn to accomplish things together in humanity and humbleness and together the way God designed it. God designed this world for us to be kind, for us to be loving, for us to be considerate, for us to be helpful, for us to be mothering, for us to be fathering, for us to help the old, the children, the animals, the land, the air, the water. We are responsible for these things, and we have to learn to come together. We're going to die as fools. I am just so tired of the nonsense. I am so tired of the nonsense. There's no such thing as a black. There's no such thing as a black person. That's a political, ideological word. There's no such thing as a white man. There's no such thing. That's a political, ideological word. It doesn't describe a person. I am a mixture of a Native American Indians, okay? I'm a mixture of an Africans. I'm a mixture of Europeans. I am a human being. I have consistency of DNA that I can be tested, and it could tell me where my heritage is at. And even those things are made up. Italian is made up. Irish is made up. Nigerian, Grenadians, Trinidadians, Venezuelans, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Antiguans, Trinidad and Tobagians. Ghanaians, whatever you think you are, that's all man-made. All of those races and those cultures are man-made. If you eat chitlin, or if you eat rice and beans, or you eat pork, or you eat jerk this and jerk that, if you eat a roti, whatever you eat, that's all cultural. That's all man. Got nothing to do with God. Nothing to do with God. Nothing to do with God. Remember what I said. Got nothing to do with God. We got to stop the nonsense, and we got to come together as a human being. I respect everybody's culture. I respect everybody's faith. I respect everybody's humanity. I respect everybody's prosperity, and I respect everybody's the right to live and let live. Everybody has a right to consume this air, this land, this water. Oh, everybody got the right. Nobody can be saying, "This, you are immigrant, you illegal, you legal. You can't come over here, you can't go over there." That's a whole bunch of jive. The world belongs to God, and God gave the word unto man, and man is supposed to live in harmony with the animals, with himself, and with the environment. And we don't have that. We got pollution, we got destruction, and we got killings. So we have to resolve the issue of how we're going to come together and when we're going to come together. It is so important, people. I am just so tired of being tired, 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 of being tired. Since we got to come together, we got to make a change. I am so happy we got the man himself here tonight. We got Pastor Don Jr., the CEO, Donnell Green Jr., Pastor Donnell Green Jr., a.k.a. Pastor Don Jr., the CEO. It is his birthday. God bless him. God bless him. He said in Deuteronomy 28, said, "You're blessed. Your family's blessed. Your children's blessed. Your dog is blessed. Your cat is blessed. Your house is blessed. Your yard is blessed. Everything you touch is blessed." And I said, blessings, blessings unto him. I'm going to bring him on in and give him some words, to give us some words of wisdom and also some prospective understanding how he feels about his birthday. Let's get
my check.
Pastor Don Jr., CEO, brother, so good to have you on.
Amen, amen, amen. I heard what you was going in on, Reverend Ron, and I know that it's a lot. It's a lot going on all at once right now. But we got to remember that we serve a mighty God. Not only the God we serve, he already knew our situation. Before we was brought here in our wombs, when we was in our mother's womb, he was making provisions for us. So we have to walk in these provisions because he gave us all the resources that we need, being on the Black Billionaires Network and all these different radio shows we on every day, for us to change our lives. And if we don't take advantage of the opportunity, it's our fault. So we can't be mad because we don't have ham and cheese on our toes because we don't go to the store and pick up the ham and cheese. Some of us don't have the funds to get ham and cheese, but when people are giving away resources, we need to have a pad and a pen and be ready to take information in and then act on the information. Don't just take somebody's number. Call them. Holler at them. Find out how they're doing. Find out what's going on with their life, and then you can be a part in their life. And I just want to say to everybody under the sound of my voice, you made it through this corona. You lived through a pandemic. Make it count. It's not what happened yesterday. Yesterday is a canceled check. Tomorrow is a promissory debt. No. Today is cash in hand. Seize the moment. Capitalize on the opportunity. Change the world in whatever capacity it may be. Shape, form, or fashion.
Amen. 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 Well, you know something? You're dying. Men are dying because of lack of knowledge, the lack of understanding. The Bible says that
Amen.
People tell private what? Because of lack of knowledge. They don't understand
Amen.
That I am your brother. Though my skin might be dark than you, my hair might be woolly, but your hair might be stringy, what they call that white hair, and your skin might be white tail or whatever, and you might have blue eyes. You know what I'm saying? You might have blue eyes, but brother,
yeah, you're keeping
we
it
brothers.
Real.
You understand what I'm saying? We are one. It's a human race, not an individual
yes, we
cultural
are.
Race. God made the human race, and he made us to live together. And I'm just, and I think we're so ignorant that we don't see the benefit in unity. But the first thing, brother, the first thing, you got to love people. You got to love the man and the woman. In
Correct.
The when you get up in the morning, you look in that mirror, you got to be happy.
But no matter how far you run, you can't beat the check to the bank. What I'm saying is no matter how hard you go, if you're not taking care of the people you love, see, you see every day, don't go expect to go to that bank and they're going to cash your check with no ID. That's not going to happen. You have to have your stuff in line and in order to help somebody else.
Amen.
That's what I feel.
And that's
we
why, you know, Pastor Don, people say to me, you know, Christians say to me, pastors say to me, I'm a reverend, I'm a minister, I'm a prophet of God. People say to me, oh, why this me being there? What's wrong with being there? Listen, God don't have no preference for man. God could care less if I'm a billionaire, if I'm a zillionaire, if I'm zero. God don't care about that. I do it because I want to encourage somebody to do good. There's too many bad
right.
people got all the money. Don't y'all understand
Correct.
These people? Too many bad people got all the money, and they ain't sharing it with nobody, and they're using it negatively against who are in a weak position. The bosses are telling people, come to work on Sunday. Work all 7 days a week. Work night, day and
Correct.
Night. Don't even give them time enough to take care of their children. Women having babies, they're leaving these babies at 2 and 3 months, and they're going back to work. That's not what it was when I was growing up. In South Carolina.
No, not
when
at all.
I was up in South Carolina, that woman said that baby was talking to something, a walk or something. It was at least 2 years old. Am I right? My pastor died?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
women,
man, I got
ambushed. Don't women just leave some babies like that?
Man, come on now. My teacher would call before I get home. My mom would be waiting behind the door with a extension cord to beat my ass because I didn't do it right in school. I didn't understand that. It took me a long time to understand. I was like, how she know? But then I realized they got this thing called telecommunications, and he can call before I make it home. I'm sitting here clowning, thinking nobody sees. My teacher just taking notes. We in the parent teachers conference. My father's ready to jump off the table. I'm like, why you tripping? You didn't tell me the whole story, and I'm saying this to all the business owners out there. When you got somebody working for you, they're not doing any job, it don't count until you got a $1 million deal coming, and they're supposed to file a contract, and then it shows up. They're not doing their job, and it kills the whole deal. So we got to be proactive about being with our people. At the same time, we got to be realistic, and we know we can't do it. Just say we can't do it. That makes so much easier as opposed to somebody say something they will never get.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
Why I love this show, man. I mean, you can get a chance
Amen.
To get a degree.
You know,
you get
I always tell
fever.
People, you know, brother, I always tell people, listen, my soul is not for sale. The Bible
Amen.
Says what profits a man to gain everything. Gain the whole world. I mean, all the money. You think of all the cars, all the women, all the houses. And the Bible said, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Let me tell you about losing your soul, people. There's a person that you, and I'm not calling no name because I said God bless them. And I'm so sorry that they left here. There are people in this world, all see with your eyes. They would have the perfect body, the perfect face. They had all the money, the perfect family. They had mansions on top of mansions, 3, 4, 5 mansions. They had every Rolls Royce and every Mercedes and BMW you can think of. They can get on. They have private airplanes. They can go anywhere across the world and get prestigious now, people, prestigious service, high-class service. They had everything that a poor boy wants. And one day we read the newspaper, they overdose, they jump out of this, they kill themselves, committed suicide. And we said to ourselves, Pastor Don, why do that person that had everything that a poor boy wants, that had everything that I don't have? You know, some women are saying she had a wonderful husband. She had wonderful kids. She had a beautiful body. She had a beautiful face. Why did she commit suicide? People know why? Because that's what the Bible is telling us. What profits a man?
Correct.
Profits man meaning what benefit is to you. Profit mean what benefit is to you.
Correct.
When God said, what profits a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? He's saying to you, what is your benefit? To gain everything and ain't got a soul. A soul is the spirit connected to God so that I know when the pain comes in my body, I call on Jesus. When I know when
Amen.
I ain't got nothing to eat, I call on Jesus. I know when I ain't got a house to live in and my children are hungry, I call on Jesus. My soul has somebody to connect with. But if I just got things, if I just got things and monies and people, those things shall pass away. As soon as you lose everything, you lose all your friends. You can't call nobody. But Jesus will be there with you. If you're buck naked and ain't got nothing,
Amen.
Too deep crazy. God is still there with you. He said, I'll be with you to the end of the world. So what profits a person? What makes it benefit to a person to gain everything? To gain everything and ain't got no connection to the man who is the one who's the giver, who's the giver of life, who's the giver of things, who created the heavens and the earth. I want to be, Pastor Don, I want to be connected to somebody that got everything. I want to be connected to somebody that knows something. I want to be connected to somebody that loved me for me. Not loving me because I'm giving you money. Not loving me because we hang out. No, the Bible talks about agape love, people. Agape. Agape love is when somebody loves you for you. They love you whether you got money, you ain't got no money, you get fat, you get a little, you know, you ain't so pretty anymore, but you're not so handsome no more, but they still love you because they see the inner person in you. They love your inside. God loves our spirit. God said, I don't care what you look like, what you talk like, what you say. I go to the heart of man. I go to your spirit. God, that's where everything starts, in the spirit. Whether you're a good person, it's in the spirit. If you're a bad person, it's in the spirit. Whether you're a successful person, it's in the spirit. Whether you're an intelligent person, it's in the spirit. Everything
the spirit.
Comes from wisdom. Wisdom begins, people, when you fear God. When you fear God.
I got to stop you on that one, Ray. I got to say this. Wisdom is applied knowledge. You have all knowledge in the world. You never apply it. Don't count.
There you go.
You got to put it in motion. You got to put it to work. You can't get on the show, sit for 2 hours, get the knowledge, and do nothing with it. You have to put it in motion. That's how we know we're doing our thing, you're doing your thing. And that's how we meet in the middle. That's the most important thing.
Amen. God is telling us something, people. That's the ringing of something there. That is the ringing of something. But it's a nozzle thing there. I wonder if that's, is that your phone? Okay, let's check that out. Let's see what that is. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller. We've got the man himself. He's here from the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated, Local 26, a great, great brother, a great musician, a great humanitarian, a great man with a great heart, the man himself, Mr. Ian Brown, a.k.a. Ross Drummer. Let's give him a nice hand and bring him in. So good to have you on, brother. Ian Brown, so good to have you on. You're there. Are you on the phone there? Okay, people have a little technological difficulties at this point, but I will continue with the subject matter. The subject matter tonight is basic. How do you go from a zero to a hero? How do you go from nothing to something? How do you go from poverty to prosperity? How do you make a change in your life? And let me tell you something. You know, people say to me, oh, billionaire, millionaire, thousandaire, I don't want to be none of that. I don't want to be that. Don't mean nothing. It doesn't mean nothing. It's a litmus test, people. It's, you know, these titles, whatever they are, PhD, doctors, lawyers, you know, rich man, poor man, fat man, skinny man, these are titles given to you by people. I look at these financial titles, whether it's thousandaire, millionaire, billionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, whatever it is. I look at them as, you know, these are things that just say you proliferated, you upgraded from one level to the next level. That's all it is. But whether you got humanity, whether you still got your connection to the creator, because like I'll say it again, I know I'm being redundant, what profits a man, a woman, a child, a boy, a girl, a monkey, or an ape to gain everything in this world and ain't got no soul? Come on now, y'all. Y'all know what I'm talking. And I'm not talking about no one specific. When I said to y'all that there are people who are rich and wealthy, got everything, and they end up committing suicide, I feel sorry for them. I pray for them. And I'm not calling one specific person, but there's no one specific person. They're just an ideology of psychology, and there was a spirit, and there's a way, the Bible says, a way that seems right. It seems, the key word here is seems right unto a man, but that way of will lead to destruction and death. Things seem right to men. It seems right to Putin that I can bomb Ukraine. It seems right to Ukraine that I'm going to bomb Russia back. It seems right. It looked right. Feels right. The world court has said, yes, criminal war crimes against Ukraine. Yes, the international community say, yes, this is wrong for Russia to step on this little small island called Ukraine and killing all these nice people there, all these nice white people. You know, they white like them. We shouldn't be killing each other. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, it's strange. That seems right to them. It seems right to them that they can deny black people the opportunity to get on board the trains, the airplanes, and the buses, and that country there, you know, going to Portugal or going to Poland or any surrounding European countries outside of the war zone. And they think it's right not to let them go. Seems right unto a man. Well, seems right, look right, smell right, is all right. Because people believe like this, birds of a feather flock together. I'm going to take care of mine. Or you blonde hair and blue eye like me, yo, come on. I'm going to take care of you. You know, it seems right. Then this kind of mentality, it takes position. Because now black people are going to say, you know what? I see what they're doing. They're taking care of themselves. Or I got to take care of myself. And then they turn around and take care of themselves and maybe deny a white person an opportunity to get on the plane, a train, a bus, or something. It goes around, people. You cannot abuse people and expect not to get abused. Life don't work that way. You put it out in the atmosphere, what goes around come around. Karma is a mother. It's going to come right back at you. You dig where I'm coming from? Only hit one person. Hit it to everybody. The Bible says when the storm comes, it's going to hit everybody. It's going to hit the good man house and the bad man house. Those who love Jesus and Allah and Yahweh, and those who don't love nobody. But the storm is coming. The storm is going to hit both of them houses. God said it's not the storm that when it comes, it's how you handle that storm. How did you build your house? And this is what we said. I'm just saying this. I'm not saying anybody has to believe what I believe or understand what I'm saying. But where I come from, the religion I come from, it says, on Jesus Christ, the solid rock I stand, all other things are sinking sand. On solid rock, I built my house. And then the foolish man built his house on sinking sand. So we, and I'm not saying what religion, I'm not talking about religion. I serve that, but if that good for me, it's good for me. But I know how to treat a Muslim. I know how to treat a Jew. I know how to treat a Rasta. I know how to treat an atheist. I know how to treat a Hindi, a Buddha, or anybody who served, whatever they serve, I know how to treat you with humanity, love, and respect. It doesn't matter to me what religion you belong to. It doesn't matter to me what color your skin, where you come from. You know, I look in the mirror and I love the man I see. That's the first person. Love begins in the mirror. Michael Jackson said, look at the man in the mirror and make a change. I can't change you unless I change me. I can't tell my kid not to smoke and drink if I'm smoking and drinking. I can't tell my son not to run around with every woman in the world if I'm running around with every woman in the world. I can't tell my daughter not to hoe around if I'm hoeing around. I can't tell my kids not to take crack and alcohol and drugs and homelessness and gangster and killing and disease and sex if I'm doing it. You have to be an example. Kids are going to look and see what you're doing. And they want to see your example. So that got nothing to do with nothing. But I'm just saying to you, woe is he who understand and do not follow. That's Bible. That's not me. Woe is he. People get on my nerve. They fight me for something because I believe in a name. I call out a name that I believe in. It's good for me. But people going to fight me because of that name. But thousands and thousands of years ago, that name already told me. And it was predicted thousands of years ago in the book of life that people would attack me because of that name. Huh. Sounds like something going on there for me, isn't it? But I want to bring on the man himself, Brother Ian Brown from the Ethiopian World Federation Incorporated from Local 26, a.k.a. Ras Drummer. And he's just a beautiful brother, got a group of spirit. He got a lot to say. Let's bring him on.
Yes, greetings and blessings in the emperor name. Haile Selassie I, the first.
That's a parade.
That sets a pattern for us in America that we can have a sovereign rights people living in America, that people don't have to come and treat us like the bombing that's going on over there. We want our rights and we want equal rights and justice. This is what Martin Luther King said. And we that come that didn't get too much education, we have the source of the energy that came from the ancestors, that came from the ancestors that take the right teaching. Yes, I go down to the Muslim. Yes, I go down to this. I go down to different groups, the Christian, and we come together. We look at the oldest organization and federation that gave the countries of the world their federal government, even Russia, that's going on, so we gave them, even England, America, we gave them the sovereignty that they have, and these are the documents that going to come out and prove it. We are in the federation that have the information that coming to bring ourselves in a higher level and bring ourselves equal to anybody, because we came from the beginning of all civilization. We made all the information that they're going on now is we build them for them to get them to go on. So let's get together and bring the unity and love that we need in our population and don't separate people. People have different colors. We all come from the original color. It's because of the sun in different climate, and people didn't live in different climate. People colors change. And it's our, some people are our sick children. and they go with other sick children and they get the kind of disease. But we have to come together and love where we at. And we're in America. America is big enough that we can have a nation in America and love everybody. Love and unity is what we bring to scene. We can show it because the people looking out for us to do something different than what's been happening in the streets. Get the people out of the subway, give them something good to eat, give them somewhere good to live, but don't send a ton of junk food for them unless they can't think good. Don't open 20 alcohol places and have black people making money from the alcohol so they're involved. Don't put up 100 gun places and everybody trying to get guns to shoot each other. Let's get together, brothers. If you're asking me who I am, who is he to be talking out like this? Yes, I'm Ian. My father come back and name me that. I come from the Antigua land. We is the people that make the cotton tree go four times as much in the world that's as rich in this world. And the sons and the daughters of these people have something to say in this world. The presidents know me. And I'm not looking for no position. I'm a citizen of the world. My father tell me that. And he was there with the King of Kings in Bath, England, when the Second World War was developing. And he was one of the pilots and the navigator that he didn't bomb people. He bombed the bunkers that the planes couldn't come out. And the planes didn't invade Europe and invade England as they were fighting so much. And they decorated from that, from stripes down from his waist to his shoulder. So I asked him, why stripes for? And I see work in a way. He said that the work that he did is work in the mats, let them know where the wind blowing from. Don't let off a bomb and you don't know where the wind blowing from down there and it carry the bomb where people live and kill them. So we as a people in the Federation, we come and see what's happening here. It's 5,000 people learn to work with me in New York. If they don't work with me, it's 10,000 that learn to work with me and teach others. Because everybody that come and work, if you come in to work with me, you have to teach 10 people after you learn. So they have all these people out here working and knowing how to do the work. Resupply, and as soon as the other people come that have clearer skin, they lock us down. Because we was the majority that doing the work in New York. The carpenters and everything. Most of the work. And when the other people come that don't look like us, we don't have nothing against the people. We love everybody. Because we settle the countries in South America. We are the people that come and develop North America. We're the people who was over here before these people bring us yesterday. To know who is our ancestors. We can't count our ancestors like we just come from America. If you start doing that, you don't have no legitimacy. So we're the people that learn in Jesus' trade. I learned to do no carpentry. That anywhere I go, I can help people build and survive or tell them how to build. So we are in our light of our people to do something better. As a couple of days ago, we went to the march, we joined with the group, not joined with them, but went and participate with them in marching for the Battle of Alawa. I don't call the name right because I'm having my teeth, but. These are the things that we come to do and make changes. By getting with other people, we don't agree with everything that you do. But we go feel if you're inside, we can correct you. But if you're on the outside fighting you and finding funds at you and talking bad about you, we can't get nowhere. I talk bad about you, you talk bad about me, and it's just exchanging. You say, motherfucker, this guy wants and the other one want to fight, so it's fight. Somebody have to take the higher road and do the right thing. That's why we have a constitution in the Federation that if we follow it, Nobody going to fight each other. They're going to come together. Because they're going to see not nothing over, just like what Russell man doing. He have a board of directors telling him what to do. He said, no, I'm a leader like Hitler. I'm bombing these people. Go, you call these people, mash up the place. Instead of that money going to help Africa, the money going to help them build back that place. That is what we do. We destroy these people that is destroyers. They come not in the spirit of the Most High. When we're speaking of the Most High, we're speaking of the spirit. Because if you have a God spirit, you go to work every day, and you rob the people, and you go to church and pray, and your sins forgiven. So you don't care how much you rob, you do. But we are in this position, we are Rastafari. We have a king that follow a constitution that came from the original people who helped talk about the things and do the things from history. And the other people have to talk like me and better than me. We give you the tones. You can get the book. The books that quote in Ethiopia. Because instead I say Africa, yeah, where I come from Ethiopia. If you're going to say Ethiopia is a name that's given to people, Ethiopia is maybe not one of the names that was given to people. Never been captured. And when you go with these kind of tones and do the will of him, he bless you. He bless you in tremendous ways. And I didn't ask for no blessing, but blessing coming. And if you see me get blessed, it's not me do it. It's the king and the ancestors helping us to do the right thing. If our hand going left, he pull it right. If the car going pulling off the road, you know what to do. Just come in you and give you that intellect. So we as people, we are like him. Let's follow in his footsteps, please. Follow in his footsteps, because if we follow in his footsteps, we're going to be like him. He said that. These are the things that we have to quote from the Bible and these things to let the young children and the young people that don't know. That boy, you like you, you can make men walk in the water with the spirit that you have. But if you don't feel you can do nothing but beat up somebody and go to jail, go lie down, this is what you're going to do. But if you don't tell him nothing, we're here to educate. All the education I have, then I'm educating them about the black and white thing, about that all people came from one people. If you prejudice against me, if you give me enough food, I'm going to have enough spirit and energy to give you back energy. We are more than the plants that they're bombing over there in Europe. We are more than the bigger plants. Each one of us have the power of God in us. And if we use it, we're going to have this and bring it out. Because you can check my background and all. You can check who my father was, who my uncle was, who my child is, what he did. You understand what my father did, what my... My mother name is Marijuana. That's what your name is when she have me. I'm not backing up right now. The world is in a change over. The world ready now for us to come out and talk the truth. And get the right people to talk the truth. Because we're thinking from our head. We're not thinking from nobody. Write down nothing and give us lies. And we come out and tell lies. From what he tell me. I'm speaking from what I know, from within, from my spirit, and what the ancestors tell me. You see? So I bless the people that's on tonight. I'm glad I got an opportunity to let y'all know that the Ethiopian Federation Local 26 are taking in members, and we're looking for people that have encouragement and want to help settle the land in here and Ethiopia. That we have a place to go. When there's war here, we have somewhere to go. And if we have to help them fight, we help them fight. But if we can go and don't fight, because we didn't come as fighters. We came as slaves. So how are we going to come as slaves and you're making us fight all the time? Hey, every warrior of us fighting when we fight the 400 years. Will you give up?
Right.
I come and I develop all the houses in South Bronx. What I get? What I get? Mm. I teach people to do all these houses. I try to help other people learn that we can develop ourselves. Mm. So we take in new members.
Beautiful.
New members.
Okay.
So good that
we thank you so much.
Yeah.
We appreciate all your knowledge and understanding and your wisdom and your world. You know, we also appreciate your contribution, your father's contribution to help the society, make the society better, your mother as well, and your family, and God bless you. And so we're going to go on to the commercial break, and we're going to come right back. We're going to look to our sponsors, and we'll be right back. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
Network. We all live. We in your speakers. And on your mind. Ten o'clock. We on time.
Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Ray. I sang on Payment with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? It's your boy, Big D.
It's your folk, Chuck and Traps.
This your peace, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouth.
Yo, what's good? It's Severe Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Hamster Knife.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Cakes.
This your bro, JT, Mr. Guaranteed the Wreck.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folk, GB. Cooney.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy Size Money.
This your boy Big Chad Domingo.
Bye bye. Salute the big dog.
This your boy J Futuristic.
This your folk Lil Raheem. You did.
I am Geronimo Beals. Off the deep end, getting blessings. Wise Life Records, and you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Child.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight, proceeding over James Earl's last appeal for Ray's conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled Sag Pants Equals a Sag Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2 Deep, owner of KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2 Deep at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, join in the conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partner, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Call into 515-604-9642. Access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, the 300 Elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
Fashion is SoSeductiveLive.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. SoSeductiveLive has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so SoSeductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of SoSeductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour bookings, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service.
how to meet and network with people in other cities, how to make connections with other business owners, and how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success, and experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor John Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor John Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722.
Yeah! Oh, entertainment worldwide. Network. We on live. We in your speakers. Hitting on your mind. On your mind. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. We on time.
Full disclosure, Pastor Don Jr., the CEO, you heard the commercials. If you're interested in getting into business, you're interested in developing some opportunities in the music industry, you want to get your music on, as young people say, get it on and popping, you've got to call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, at 602-332-8882. That's 602-332-8882. And I'm going to tell you what he always tells me. Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit say it three times. So I'm going to say the third time for the Holy Spirit. 602-332-8882. 602-332-8882 to get a hold of the Pastor Don Jr., the CEO. If you're interested in developing an opportunity in the music industry, you got a business you want to get forward and going, you want to get a commercial for your business, you want a marketing, public relations, development, you want a managing agent to represent you. You want to open up a new label. This is the man to talk to. This is the man to connect with, Pastor Don Jr., the CEO, and he will help you out. So I wanted you to know that. Now, tonight's question is, what is the way to make it from a zero to a hero, from nothing to something, from poverty to prosperity? You know, what gives some people that ingredients? What do some people have that winning spirit and some people do not? People come from the same neighborhood, the same community, the same economic challenges. Sometimes they come from the same family. And some people, you know, strive and go forth and some do not. And we here at the Black Business Billionaires Network Club, we say you can be a thousandaire, a millionaire, a billionaire, a zillionaire, but you got to start somewhere. And you got to crawl before you walk. Everything is the starting of a beginning. So as we go on, that's the question tonight. I believe we have Herb Clemens, who is in Atlanta, Georgia. They're building and developing a Black Wall Street there, and he's always giving us some updates and some news on that. Let's give him a nice hand and welcome on success.
Ron?
Hey, Herb. I'm not sure that was you, but then I looked again, and I said, okay, that got to be his number. So welcome.
All is well. So far, so good. And I mean, I'm really proud of your show, brother, and your consistency in airing it and making sure that you expose other people, like-minded people, as well. So that's something I definitely need to give you the accolade for,
and
also your plus your consistency.
And
in
people
this.
For disclosure, I learned everything from him.
my wife, who's not, you know, she's a. Was a major educator. We're in Georgia now, but she was one of the superintendents up in Brooklyn as an educator. And, you know, and so it took a while for her to get acclimated to me. It's been, 34 years now since we've been married, but, you know, I was, you know, we were, you know, I was an entrepreneur all my life, and so she was, you know, basically, you know, a 9-to-5 person, so it took a while for her to get acclimated, like, hey, this brother is, you know, he's got his own hours, and he does what he, and but now that she's involved in the business, and her whole mindset has changed. And so Tuesday night, she says, I'm going to take you somewhere, but I can't tell you. And so I said, okay. So I went out, and she said, my girlfriend's coming. One of my girlfriends are coming, who was inviting us to this environment. So we get downtown Atlanta at the Omni Hotel, and I'm like, where are all these women going? And it turned out to be a network meeting for travel agents. And the Omni Hotel, I don't know if you guys have been in Atlanta. I mean, that room holds, you know, close to, you know, 3,000 or 4,000 people. And
wow.
you couldn't get a seat in there. You could not get a seat. And so as I listened, what blew my mind, it was 85% women. 85% women that was there.
Wow.
And when they got on the stage, the owner who created this environment, who created the company, and I'm going to tell you how, you know, that's where some of us have to kind of tone down our ego. This brother, he realized his own limitation just as a speaker. And though he was the founder of the company, he let all his lieutenants do the talking, you know, which for me, that's wisdom, because he came up with the idea. He created the infrastructure. And what blew my mind, I'm looking at these women under 35 years old, bringing in $70,000-$80,000 a month. And I'm like, hold up. I'm saying, hold up. You guys are, I mean, they're netting. And so when I realized he had a multi-level marketing company that was for travel agents. So I'm like, so you're telling me what I'm hearing is that you can start your own travel agency for this $179, and you can recruit as many people as you want. But what I didn't understand, even though I travel, that the travel agent gets money off everything, the air flight, the hotel, the rental car, everything to do with your vacation, that travel agent gets a piece of. And so I'm seeing, okay, so it you know, I'm not ignorant in a lot of things, but that was definitely one thing I was kind of shocked at. And then I realized that these young ladies was cash flowing this kind of money, and most of them had not been in the business for 3 years. And they're cash flowing this kind of cash. And because people are now are see the vision of what this gentleman have, and for $179 and $19 a month, it you know, and my wife, again, she's an educator, she's not a business. For her to get involved, it was a shocker, you know, which means that everything that was said resonated with her.
Wow.
And I can tell you, I'm just blown away. I'm just blown away with it, because I never heard of the company. Nobody's ever approached me, you know. But I was fortunate that my wife's girlfriend says, "Hey, your husband Herb. I know he's been in business all these decades." And then he sold his code number when he was at Primerica. I mean, everybody knows him, and I'm so really it's a great opportunity. Effectively, somebody is looking for some income, something that's long term, something that's, you know, it ain't gonna, you know, disappear tomorrow. And so when the president starts to speak, you know, again, 85 to 90% of the room was African American, and so he made a statement that says that it was two out of that whole crowd, it was three Chinese people in there. But he said the floodgate is getting ready to open, and that these other ethnicities are coming in. They heard about it, And he said, so I want you guys, you know, you can't sit still and not move, not with the opportunity that's here and the opportunity for something that's long lasting, you know. So he says, all you need is 9 people that are direct to you. He said, and I can almost guarantee you, if they're like you, he said, I can almost guarantee you, before the year is up, I can almost assure you, in somewhere between 8 and 15 grand a month, with no,
wow,
with as a reality. He said, after that, it just doubles, you know, within 18.
Wow.
He said it just keeps going up, but it's, I've never heard of the company. And for my wife, for her to get involved, that's a shocker, because that's
right,
not her feel. That's not her, you know, she backs me in anything I do. You know, she's got wisdom, so I use her, you know, as part of my board.
Right.
And I'm saying this was the right call. This was the right call. The
wow,
energy was good. And, again, you know, the cash flow, those kind of numbers, you know, close to $1 million. In that short,
wow,
period of time, let you know, one, that there's a demand there, there's an audience, and there's longevity, you know, because you,
wow,
you're dealing with 4 or 5 different incomes off one airline ticket. And plus,
wow,
you're getting like a 40% discount yourself on anywhere you go. And
wow,
this is the last thing I ever thought about tapping into, but I couldn't resist once I realized the quality of the people were there. And he said, Herb, our problem, he said, here's our problem, Herb. We can't get our men in. These are single women, Herb. They're
wow,
literally trying to find a brother. He said, where the brothers are at? And I'm saying that it's a huge statement. And you know, these are not, you know, in terms of at least the women I met there, you know, they wasn't carrying no chip on their shoulder. They're not trying to be braggadocious. They're just, you know, they're looking for a mate.
Wow.
And but it's a very, very unique opportunity that, you know, so my wife came back and said, Herb, I know you. She said, you know, I know you. You already filled the application out. He said, and I know you probably already got your 9 people because all you deal with is all business owners anyway. You know,
wow,
but
wow,
it was just an exciting night that I,
wow,
she never told me anything what I was going to. She said, I just want to surprise you. And I can tell you, I was kind of in shock there because,
wow,
you know, again, if you've ever been to the Omni Hotel in Atlanta, that's they've got, I mean, I don't know any hotel lounge that has that size ballroom, you know, and it was
everything
full.
In Atlanta is big.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but it was full. What shocked me is that they filled,
wow,
this place.
Wow.
That, you know,
wow,
at a $10 ticket to come in. But again, you know, I just seen a light bulb went off for me. So, you know, Ron, I'm going to be talking to you because it's a great opportunity here.
You know, send me the information.
Yeah,
I got my 9,000 people that I'm picking.
this is exciting, and I mean, you know, I come from a different background, you know, in a private equity firm, and so I just was kind of shocked that to see the numbers go up there like that. And this was no hype. This wasn't they trying to push anything. They were just exposing the industry, how it worked, and basically, you know, how folks got started. I was just shocked that it was close to 3/4 of the people were women, and I'm saying, where the people at? Where the brothers?
Exactly.
And
exactly.
You know, 85%
wow,
of them were single. You know, so you know, I'm like, man, this is
you know, the brothers don't know what's going on because they know women bring the men. Normally, you know, women come. Women are very excited. They're very dynamic. They're very open. It's a whole nother, you know, psychological.
Well, Ron, that's interesting. Interesting you said that because that may be one situation. The other problem is you've got a lot of men who are intimidated by successful women.
Amen.
I mean, that's
amen,
a reality. They're intimidated, you know, and these folks
right,
got nothing, you know, they got nothing to grind their will on. You know, they're looking for a mate, whether the mate is in the business or not, you know, if they're real men, And they're looking for a solid relationship. They just happen to be in business. That's all. But I was blown away. It was like a sea of women, and the sisters. I mean, of course, you know our women. They got all the curves, but they were late. And I'm like, hold up, Peg. This is 85% women. She said, "Herb,
the sisters. The sisters are doing it. As a man myself, you know, I want to say brothers do it too. I'm not saying, but I'm just saying something about women take action. You know, men, they prolong, they look at things, you know, because we're rational thinkers, so we're going to think about it too darn long. And a woman's going to say, flip, flam, bam, I'm in, and that's it.
Right.
And our sisters, you know, my hat's off to the black woman. She is just dynamic. You know, I tell people all the time, you know, and I know I have nothing, you know, against people, mixed relationships, whatever.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, you choose who you want. But when you think about the sister and the dynamics of the sister and all that she has to offer, and one thing I tell brothers, one thing about the picking a sister, you can get what you want. There's so many different colors, so many different mentalities. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You can just like a salad. You can get it wherever you want, and it's just a wonderful thing. And I don't understand why people would go anyplace else other than a sister. But you know, that's my little pet peeve. You know
well,
what
I said
saying?
The first thing you want to find.
Sure. Yeah. The tonight's question hit exactly on what you were talking about. The question tonight was, why do some people go from a zero to a hero? Some people go from nothing to something, and some people go from poverty to prosperity. Some people can be heard in the same family, same mother and father, same, you know, cultural heritage, same everything. And some of the children will be successful and some will not, as well as people can come from the same communities, the same environment, the same teaching, and some will be successful and some not. What do you feel that caused, and this is big in our community. You know, I've seen so many people in our community come from successful families and they do not succeed. Think of four boy want. They had all the, you know, the best schooling, whatever you need to succeed in life, and they had a name and they had financial backing, whatever, but somehow they did not succeed. What do you feel? And I know God is always first. You know, that's the ultimate. But I'm saying in terms of what do you think it is that some people can succeed and some cannot? Is there something missing, you know? What do you think about that?
Well, it's a great topic that you brought up, but the first thing everybody has to ask for themselves is, what is success? How are you defining success? You know, because everybody has a calling, and they're being gifted, you know, from the Father above. We all have a gift. That's why the word says your gift will make room for you. The problem I have with I understand what you're saying, Ron. The challenge in most people, they have not found or understand that the gift that they've been giving, and so they're laboring in somebody else's vineyard, and not their own, because they have not found and come to themselves. Hey, the Father above has given you a gift, and now it's just a question of you, first of all, being encouraged. Fortunately, I have 11 sisters and brothers. You know, my mother was an encourager, you know, I mean, plus the fact she's, you know, she worked for me for quite a long time. But, you know, when you look at this situation again, an environment is another thing. You know, what was you raised on? What's the environment that you were raised on? All that plays into, you know, but again, I go right back to understanding the gift that you were given. And so you take a dichotomy and kind of take a step back and look at things. Again, it's always going to come, how do you define success? You know, if you put the label on it and it's money, then I can be a drug dealer, you know what I'm saying, and make money if I had to define myself. But, you know, again, now you're talking about, you know, somebody that has integrity. Somebody, your word means something. You know, I know for a fact I've lost money by keeping my word. Because one of the things I found out, keeping my word was more important than losing the money. You can always make money, but you can't always make those same relationships come back to fruition that you may have violated or you know not see or totally agree, but your word means something. You know, so one of the first things I look at anybody from a character standpoint, and my wife used to say, if you say something, you got to do something. You know, so what are you saying? What are you saying? But the other side of the coin, I had my mother was a nurturer. So out of 11, she seen every gift in each one of us. And so she helped develop those individual gifts that we all had as siblings. And ultimately, you know, she wound up working for me for about 6-7 years, her and my mother-in-law ran my business. And I couldn't pay for that wisdom. I mean, though they got a salary every week, but it so a lot of this is by virtue of association. And a lot of things is that's what do you call? A lot of us, like my wife is called, she is a true educator. She's not a business person, but she is an educator. And she's very methodical. I don't know nobody that's a better organizer than her. You know, I'm not just saying this because she's my wife, because I've been around for a while, and I'm just blown away every time I look up. People are calling her, you know, honey. I mean, and money's not important to her, you know. But when somebody said they want something put together, they call her, and I'm like, sister, I don't. Wow. I come from a different brain. My brain is getting it done. You know what I'm saying? I want to get it done. You know, she comes from a whole different position, and her thing is one thing, order. She's looking for order because order eliminates chaos. Chaos causes you loss of time, and loss of relationship because nobody wants to be involved in something that's chaotic. You know, so, again, you take a step back and you look at things from, you know, a different purview. You know, but I am just elated. I mean, you have no idea, man. When I left that meeting, I felt so just to see our people.
Wow.
And I'm saying, hold up, where's the brothers at? These women. And I mean, and they, you know, they're talking to my wife, and they're saying, hey, you know, we want to share it. We want to share what we're doing. You know, and most of the brothers that we're meeting, they're either jealous, or you know, they want to go dancing. You know, they want to go out 5 nights a week. But they don't have what? They don't have a plan. You know, bad planning leads to piss poor performance. You have to have a plan. Whatever you're going to do, you have to have a plan. And I was just fortunate. I knew what I wanted to do at an early age. You know, working I labor, you know, 9-10 years old. You know, again, I had 11 sisters and brothers. And I know my mother couldn't afford a lot of stuff that I wanted. So, you know, at 10 years old, I was in a supermarket after school all weekend, and I just carried the people's packages. Most of them was 80% women who didn't have a cart. Mm. And so, you know, I was making $30, $40 a clip per day, but you're talking, you know, you're talking 55, 60 years ago.
Right,
you know,
right.
And
for, that's
so,
a lot of money.
So I carried, so my mother, I said, you know what, Ma? One thing, you don't have to buy me no clothes. You don't have to put, because I did my own thing. She didn't, and I'm like, okay. But my next, I see y'all. So, you know, my brothers and sisters, they never knew I bought their stuff. They never knew. Till this day, you know, because my mother, I mean, I could not have had a better business partner as my mother and mother-in-law. And that's why I said, look at the word. Look at the word wisdom in the Bible. How does he define wisdom? He defines it as a she. She wisdom. So I take that to heart. I don't have no ego. I ain't got this masculinity ego and all. No. I listen. You know, you run around with your chest out, have your chest poked out, but you're broke. You know, and so, you know, and my wife is an organizer, so I listen because guess what? Man, I would just – my position is every day, get it done. Her position is her. If you're going to be methodical and get this done, you need to organize it. And she is an organizer. So that saves me.
Wow.
That's her gift. She feeds off my gift. I feed off her gift.
I just want to get it done. I got to get it done. You can do what you want to do with the paperwork, but I got to go get it done. And it's amazing. I mean, because all these girls, they're all single and they're looking for men.
Wow.
And they're like, Herb, we ain't looking for them to be. You know what I'm saying? They're not looking for somebody to be.
Herb is Cupid. He's gonna hook everybody up.
but they're not looking for the trinkets. You know what I'm saying? They're not looking for the fine cars and dressed down to the teeth. They're just looking for a man, a real man. And I understand because I got seven sisters, so I know what it is. I know what it is.
Wow.
And then the other side of the coin, come to me with a goal. Come to me with a plan. If we're going somewhere, you know, we got to have some kind of direction. And we need a roadmap how we're going to get, because other than that, you're going to keep doing the same thing and you're going to get the same result. You know,
my
wife is a planner. She's an organizer. She's methodical. I'm just the opposite. I just want to get it done.
Wow.
You know, her thing is like, Herb, I know you. She said, but brother, after you get it done, the paperwork's got to be in place. You know, and you don't want to keep looking at the file every other time. No.
The beauty of it all is that you all work cohesively together.
Right.
You know, you allow her and her talents to override the thing
that
you don't have, as well
she's
allowing your ability and your talents to participate. You know, let's say like, you know, 50, 60, 70, 80, wherever your talent is most needed, you can bring in 80%. And then I'll bring in the other 20.
You are so right, man. You are so right. That's how it works. And I don't got no ego, man. So I'm like, hey.
You hear that, gentlemen? I'm
right.
Gentlemen, I'm going to sell my book.
so it just happens to work. And she's got some beautiful friends, and they're yearning. You know, they're not looking for nobody to feed off them. But you can know one thing, that if you've got some pain and you're hurting or something, they're gonna be there.
Amen.
You know, so I would just, like I said again, I walked through that door and seen all these young ladies on the stage, and I'm like, I said, look at that, look at the owner. I said, the owner. He's got no ego. He just let all his lieutenants take over the meeting. He spoke for about 5 minutes. He wasn't. He's not a good speaker, and he probably realizes it. But shucks, he done built a solid business. I mean, these guys are. I mean, they're in the billions now. You know.
Wow.
So it's amazing because I never knew. You know. I mean, I think as a travel agent, you were just making money on an airplane and a fare. You make money on everything that they touch, you know.
Wow.
So I'm like, hold up, man. The rental car, the hotel, resort. I'm like, come on. This is interesting. Not that I'm interested in that, but the fact of the matter is, you know, I have the opportunity to offer the service now, you know, plus take any trips I want to at a huge discount. I just never knew there was that many women and didn't know that the owner was African American, and it was 98% African American in there, and you know his statement is, hey, he said, y'all can sit around if you want to for those that are sitting, he said, but these other people, and you know what he was saying, he said, these other people are knocking at the door, and I don't have no problem letting them in, because they're gonna do the same thing what we're geared for. So if you want to sit back and wait, that's fine. If you want to get after it, and I mean, literally, you got all the ammunition.
Wow.
So the technology, that you got the technology behind you, so you're not doing a lot of stuff. And one thing we do know, what happens after COVID-19? When this whole thing is laid to rest, people gonna be flying all over the place.
Amen. Amen.
You know.
Amen.
So
that's what
they're
doing
now. And you're 100%. So it just was, you know, I would get shocked because that's not my wife. That is the farthest thing from my wife is business.
Well,
so when she pulled
what
my coattail, let's go.
I'm gonna open up the mics and I'm gonna let y'all, you know, give each other a good couple of minutes to talk about what makes success, one word, and then we can, you know, and if y'all wanna have any questions for Herb, about the opportunity that he talked about tonight. We can have a little bit on that as well. But I'm sure he'll forward information to me, email it to
right.
me, and I will also forward right. back. So I'm going to open up 718-350. Your mic is open.
Yes, praise God. Okay. Just listening.
Is that Ronald A. Robinson?
That is Ronald A. Robinson.
Not even talk about it.
Yeah, this is bad. And this is the same problem that we have in church, in churches.
Right.
Mostly women. Mostly women. And so on. And other things. The women are growing so much in their independence and entrepreneurship, a lot of black men are intimidated by that. Okay.
Yeah, you're right.
And it is not that the black men have to have a lot.
That's right.
Yeah, it's just that they have to, understand and be, we have to be understand and be committed. I understand that. I was in such a same situation myself with other relationships, or I didn't think of relationships, but the fact is that I was a black man and I'm trying to do something that didn't and had very little. But they didn't care about what I had.
Right.
They
right.
cared about who I was.
That's right. That's right.
You know, and so on. And so that's where we have to turn and to go, because if we're not there, the white men are there.
you got a point. You got a point here.
All right. You have these sisters that are in television and in the news and what have you. And a friend of mine asked me, he says, well, why are these black women? And this is a woman. Why are
right.
these black women got white men? I said, because that's where they are. That's
right.
their standard. Mm. That's where they are. And right. black men are in jail, drug dealers are hanging out some. And then when the black man is in the position where they are, who do they go to? Because they either feel black or they go to white woman. Because the white man, they tell each other that if I got a white woman, I know I could make it.
Yeah,
wow.
And again, a lot of that comes back down to exposure and how you're
and
raised.
That's the main thing, exposure,
wow.
who you're surrounded by.
Right. Yeah.
So,
you got a great point.
Wow. Thank you so much for that, man. That was great, understanding as well. So we're going to go to 708-296. 708-296, your mic is open. Are you there? Unmute yourself as well. Okay. We'll go down to 914-979, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Your mic is open. Oh. 708-296, is that you? Okay. 914-979, Dr. Benjamin Bridges, your mic is open.
Okay, brother. Yes, indeed. So far on the conversation we've had on the radio show, it's going quite well. And there's some good topics that have been brought up, that we've spoken on. And I think that, we really need to see the full picture of this, it goes back to what we have been saying many times. And coming together in unity, we'll be able to bring about some things that can really change the economics, the mindset of our people, and many other things. But if we're just going to go at it as individuals, become wealthy and rich and, own a company and just turn on our family members, and that's basically it, that's not going to really change our community. But if we can come together where, like in other communities, whether it's the Italians, the Jews, the Irish, basically they get their millionaires to come together, and then they put their money together to do different projects together. And that's how they can achieve a lot of different things for their people. And the same thing has to happen for us. We need to come together economically. We need to come together mind-wise, where we can overcome the brainwashing of self-hatred that has been placed upon us know, you're not supposed to work with one another. We're not supposed to have anything to do with each other. Matter of fact, we're supposed to even hate each other or want to kill each other. And these are things that we don't need to experience or hold on to or find ourselves stuck in the mindset of poverty consciousness. We can change all of that, but we have to come together with those that are conscious now and that are willing to come together. Because if you're just going to sit there and say, okay, we'll wait till everybody, you know, raises their consciousness up, it can take many years before that happens, before everybody does it. But there's people right now that are ready to actually come together. But the only thing that's missing is that we need to bring them together and that we need to start what you would call a movement where something like that could actually happen. And that's a big part of the problem right now, because we had the financing where we weren't on bended knee begging white people for money so that we could get our businesses started, so that we could buy a house, so that we could do X, Y, or Z. And many times we get turned down, because when you walk through your community and you see, you know, folks that are Asian, you see folks that are, you know, of course, white, you see folks that are Hispanic and other communities that have business throughout our community. And then when you look and see, where's the black businesses? And the reason why they're not there is because we don't get the financing that we need so that we can have just as many businesses as everybody else. And that's a big problem, again, because we're not coming together in unity and putting our money together to uplift each other and help each other. Because once we can come together, not just as individuals to come and help each other on, you know, different, you know, your family, but I'm talking about help each other as a community. And as the old African proverb said, it takes a whole village to raise a child. That's how we need to see things as a people. We need to be able to take our whole community together to help each other. And once we come together to help one another from a serious perspective of respect, caring, and loving, and wanting to do whatever we can to really uplift and raise and be able to change our community, that's when we're going to see some serious change come about. But our minds and our hearts have to be open to want to really bring about that positive change. And once we do come together and we want to really help each other like that, that's when we're going to see the economic difference that we've been looking for. But as long as we stay on the sideline and say, what, you want me to help them? Where am I going to get the money to help me? What are you talking about? And when people got that kind of attitude where they don't want to help each other, because back in the 60s, our people came together for years, man. And it was a situation where it didn't make a difference whether you were from the Caribbean Islands, whether you were from Africa, whether you were African-American already here. It didn't make a difference whether the country was. It didn't make a difference whether you were Muslim, whether you were Hebrew Israelite, whether you were Rastafari, whether you were Christian. The bottom line is we all came together to help to save each other and to be a blessing to each other. And that's the thing. We need to come together with that same mindset again. The only problem is we got the allowance of Satan to build these big walls of hatred between us, whether it's the religion, whether it's the country you're from, and all these other negative things. And you say, well, I don't really have nothing to do with those niggas over there that's doing this. And these people that are from that country, these people from this religion, we need to tear those big walls of negativity down and start to respect and care for one another. And once we can start to do that,
I think you got a great point. We got to kind of clear the phone because somebody's got, they need to mute their phone because you're getting a lot of blowback and echo. And everything that you said, brother, you're 100% correct. And here's the key. Funny you mentioned that because about 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I started an investment club with 25 people at $100 a month. And, brother, we wind up owning a nightclub. We were lending money to businesses. In fact, Ron, you may be aware because it was a brother in the Bronx who controlled the transportation you notice that mostly all your prisons are usually, 3 to 5 hours away from the city. And this brother developed the only transportation company. So he would have buses lined out on the weekend, 2 days, Friday and Saturday. And so I had a contract with him to see how he can better improve the business. But literally, his business was transporting those families that need to go see their incarcerated loved ones. And, you know, you talking about a good, nice, first of all, it was a nice ride. I mean, you talking about some hours. But this brother, man, I mean, he had four or five buses out there. He was killing them. And I wouldn't, and he may, I don't know if he's still doing it, but, I mean, this was an all-cash business. So him and his brother and his father, I mean, they'd have shopping bags of money for all the people that were going upstate to see those inmates and their loved ones. And so my thing was, again, when he ran into a problem, my investment club lent him some money. I mean, we tripled our return because we knew he had a full sell, you know, full safe business. But we started out with $100 a month, 25 people, and we had four business going on. So, you know, it wasn't a question of waiting for somebody to get enough money that you can do this by yourself. I just found like-minded men and women who had the same goals and objectives, came from all types of occupations and skill sets. And literally, so I'm hearing what the brother's saying, and because I hear his heart, this is something that you may want to consider because all it, you know, every fire starts with one person. So,
Amen.
You know, you may be that spark for what you want to do. I certainly can help you and lay this thing out, man. But if you know quite a few people, and those people know people that are like-minded, all they're looking for is direction and integrity of the leadership. You know, so I made sure that it was three people on the bank account, not just me. But I mean, I was just fortunate. I knew my people, they knew me, and they supported me in this thing. And it just worked, man. So,
amen. Yeah.
I think you have a great opportunity right now, today.
Amen. I'm going to try to get in here the last caller, Dr. James W. Wimborn, the man that put all this Neo Nation radio blog podcast together, the 100 million acts of kindness in America, operations, self-finance operations program. We're going to give him a nice hand and bring him on. Dr. James W. Wimborn, give him the last couple of words here.
Oh, man, great show, great info. I enjoyed it, brother, and I'm just sitting back enjoying the broadcast tonight. And a lot of good information, and I hope people take advantage of what they're hearing.
Amen. Okay, and you heard about those women, and you know, they're waiting for you. I'm gonna say that because I know he's single and he's probably, you know, mingle. I don't know what they call that.
Oh,
I don't know.
Man.
Nah, brother. Man. Yeah, I've been single for 35 years, brother.
Have you?
Yeah, my wife, man. I you know, the Lord knew what I needed, man. So, you know, she's a go-getter, man. So it just works, man. It just works now. Obviously, there's bumps in the roads with any relationship. But she let me do what I do, you know, and was a great supporter, man. She's an only, you know, keep in mind, she's an only child, and I come from a family of 11, you know.
All right.
So,
all right.
And her mother used to work for me. So it just worked. It just worked, man. It just worked. But I'm listening to what you're saying, and I'm going to tell you, brother, because you said it, that means it was on your heart. And I'm saying you have the opportunity with like-minded friends and family members, that's what you're saying, and start an investment group. Because we didn't do anything. Our first year and a half, we just put money away. And then when we found we had projects, the money was there. You know, but the first thing was to accumulate the money. You know, but you know, if that's on your heart, brother, I'd be happy to give you a blueprint how to get this thing done, because, I mean, we did this. I mean, I'm going back 20 years. because I've been here in Georgia 15 years. So, but I'm telling, and there's a lot of people thinking like you. There's a lot of people, and I'm saying if you have a collective body that everybody's on one accord, man, it ain't nothing. It's nothing you can't do with that, nothing. You know, right, there's so many doors you can knock down, and anything I can do to assist you, brother, I you have my, you know, Rod can give you my number. Any help I can be for you, brother, I laud you just even the thought and what has been put on your heart. But it's probably, I mean, you think about this now. You got all these women, single women, making all this money, and they ain't got nobody. I mean, this is, you talking about almost 55-60% of our black women. I mean, you know, so now what you have is what? You got the whole lesbian thing and the whole, and so this whole, I mean, it is unfortunately, but they're not looking for somebody to take a back seat to them. They're looking for that person to lead, you know. Mm. And I just go with my wife, I mean, because she knows so many women, and they all got the same problem. Herb, who do you know? Who can we talk? And, well, I know I can't introduce them to everybody because, you know, they got a plan. They got a plan of action. They just want to get behind a brother that knows where he's going and assist in the journey, man. But I'm
going to send you my Instagram link. So okay. That, no, I'm just playing. I don't have no Instagram.
No, brother. If it's on your heart, you know, if it's on your heart, because you made the statement, and if that's something that you can, you can be the solution. You can be the solution.
Amen. All right. Well, gentlemen, you know, we have such a wonderful time, and time runs faster than we can talk. And so once again, we're coming to the end. In the words of the great Cal Burnett, I'm so glad we had this time together. But
you got to pull on your head.
Herb is always fantastic, Herb, man. You always come up with something beautiful. Definitely get the information out to me. For those who want to connect with you on different subject matters, I would definitely get them your information, as well as Dr. James W. Wimborn, Dr. Benjamin Bridges, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we can go forward and build, brothers, build together. Let's build together. You know what I'm saying? Let's make this happen. So everybody,
yeah,
God bless. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
No, I'm just saying the sisters need us, man. The sisters need us.
Amen.
They need us, man.
Amen.
And they want to. They want to follow.
Amen.
You know, but they can't
and
follow
on that
apart
note,
as far.
I shall be down there. Hold a seat for me in that big meeting. Herb,
but you know,
thank you brother.
Can't,
thank you,
so you
much.
Can't follow you. You can't follow a parked car.
There you go. There you go. Holla. Good night, y'all. God bless everybody.
Thank you, Ron.
Come on, everybody. Put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world. Listen to these words.